Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Good morning, Bert. Nice to be with you again.
Hey, Tom. It's always good to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about some changes that are coming up and some changes that have been made from two different levels today. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening at sort of the national level with the VA. Then we're going to drop down to the state of Colorado. So we'll start kind of at that bigger level and the VA. One thing that we've talked about several times on the program before is the VA Choice Program. What's going on with that right now?
Okay, so what happened was, doing some little bit of research, is because of the way it had originally been appropriated, they've just extended it, because the way it was set up at the end of August of 2017, the program would just abruptly stop. And so they've extended it through August and extended it for another year to 2018. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with that because of, you know, the budget and continuing resolution and all that. So we really don't know for sure. But at least it's we know it's going to be funded through 2018.
Is that a good thing, in your opinion?
I'd like to keep my opinion to myself.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's talk about what else is happening at the VA. There's a hiring freeze going on right now. Yeah. What's going on around
there? Well, you know, the president said that's the first thing he's going to do is do a government hiring freeze. And so, but it doesn't affect the VA in critical areas, as the new VA secretary is going to be able to still hire the professionals, doctors, nurses, and try to upgrade the staff at the different facilities. Now, whether we get any upgrades at our facilities in Farmington and Durango, we don't know. So, but that's good for us at least. There's hope for those at the clinics that we maybe get some more help, because they're pretty much overloaded now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that could affect us locally, but probably vets won't really see too much change out of that hiring freeze.
We won't know until you know, you actually go to a clinic and you see a new doc or something like that. We won't really know for sure. But anyway, at least that part hasn't been done away with, I guess is a good word to say.
So, all right. So one other thing that maybe isn't such a big deal, but maybe has some other implications, is this paperwork reduction that I think a lot of government agencies are going through, and certainly the VA is no different, of digitizing a lot of these paper records.
Right, and that's something they've been working on for a couple of years. I guess maybe the biggest concern is what are they going to do with all the paper? So I don't know if they're destroying it. I just found this information out from Rick yesterday. So
that's Rick
and
Torres.
Rick couldn't be here with us today, and so he gave me some notes, and we need to cover a few items. But that's kind of good. So hopefully we won't have the nightmares that we've had in the past with places burning down and things like that. So if it's digitized and it can be stored, who knows where they're going to store it?
In the cloud, I believe.
Yeah, in the cloud. Yeah, the cloud. That's an amazing thing.
It is.
It's like FM radio. It's out there. We don't know where it's at, but it's out there.
The original cloud.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where it's going to. It's going to the cloud. So
okay.
So that's one good thing.
All right.
Okay, so we did get a new VA secretary. I did check.
Secretary Shulkin, I believe.
Yeah, Shulkin is his name, and he's got quite the credentials. He's a director of a lot of organizations in the medical field, and a lot of it's based on the East Coast, it looks like, that I did the research. So he seems like there's nothing specific that's out there that announced anything, but he was actually approved in February. So, and I just found out yesterday. So, we'll just have to wait and see where his limitations, you know, based on the president's agenda, what he can and can't do. Well, I guess we'll just wait and see what happens.
One thing about Shulkin that I found kind of interesting is he's the first in a very long time, and maybe the first ever, to run the Veterans Affairs Administration, and he's actually not a vet himself.
Yeah, and he's a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, which is, that was what kind of surprised me is, you know, sometimes they get the doctorate title, and you don't know if it's from just actually being a medical doctor or the doctorate degree. So yeah. Anyway,
interesting.
So it's interesting. We'll see what happens. Hopefully he'll do some good for us.
Yeah, we'll have to follow up on that at a later show. Well, let's get down to the state level now, and you've got some information about the state of Colorado and the Colorado Veterans Affairs department. And some of the reports, it's kind of interesting to look at some of the spending and the funding. First thing we want to touch on is just a little bit about the different kinds of funding that's going into veterans programs here in the state.
Yeah, you know, I was just, this information can be found on the Colorado website. Under the Department of Colorado Department of Veterans Affairs, and there's a couple of different things that are pretty interesting. So the report was done. It's a report from December of 2015 to 2016. It's public information; anybody can find it. And so the different various groups that have veterans programs in the state report to this board, and then they put it all together, mix it all up, and then. They put it out there so we can look at it. So one of the things that I looked at was the is a Veterans Trust Fund, which I was always confused between that and the grant program that the state has. So the grant or the the trust fund is actually part of the Tobacco Master Plan that. However many years ago that the federal government sued.
And that's the cigarette tax.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. Yes. And all that money goes into this fund, and it can be used for our state facilities for veterans. We have one in Walsenburg. We have one in Rifle. There's one. Our home would be the one in Monta Vista. So those help with that. They also help a little bit with Western Colorado National Cemetery. So that any veterans, if they want to be buried in a cemetery, they can be buried up there. You just have to be transported up there. So when you get ready to die, you got to go up there and die it up in Grand Junction and then bury it. Okay?
Plan ahead.
Yeah, so plan that. I told the guys before, quit dying. You're going to create me a lot of paperwork when you do that. Let me know ahead of time. So and then the grant program is where we get the money. We apply for the grants. And that's where we get the money to provide assistance for our local veterans. I think last year, last year it would have been $996,000 that was granted for all these different organizations. So we have the DAV, which also, Chapter 44 here, which also helps support our project outreach, and the VFW, Montezuma County's VFW, that's where we got our money for our grants to help and assist the veterans in the area. Hmm. So,
does any of that money go to the Vet Center itself, right down south of Main Street here?
Yeah, the Outreach Center, yes, it does. Yeah, some
funding.
Of it
okay.
is, there's certain parts of it that we can do, it's for specifics. It's to help with the transportation program, which is that we have to provide half of that, the local DAV chapter. Being said it's Project Outreach, it's an outreach program to help veterans so we can fund a little bit, helps pay our rent and our utilities and stuff. So we can use a little bit of like that, but the majority of it all goes to veterans. Mm-hmm. And this last year we spent, we asked for the grant of $68,000, and we pretty much spent every penny of it. So, and when you start thinking about assistance in the county, that's quite a few bucks, plus the other $4,000 that the VFW had, and it's kind of a little grant to help when the money runs out, let's say for the DAV for that month, we have a little bit extra. So altogether, just in the county, we're talking over $70,000 that we helped with veterans last year.
Hmm. And some of this money also goes, I guess, to the American Legion as well, right?
The Legion can actually ask for a grant too. This Legion here didn't do that, but it's open to pretty much all the veterans organizations, even the DAV in La Plata County. They have a grant to able to assist those veterans too. Archuleta County, any of the counties can do that, but it has to be a veterans organization.
So it sounds like as you were digging into this at the Colorado Department of Veterans Affairs, You found some pretty interesting information,
yeah,
and it's probably something other people should be looking into as well, whether they're vets or not.
Yeah, yeah. You can actually, if you have a parent that's a veteran, one of them is a disabled veteran, if you have a DAV plate on your vehicle, you can actually have free access to any of the state parks. You can also, if you're a disabled veteran, any amount, there's no set amount on this, a percentage. In Dolores at the Forest Service, you can go get a card that gives you an access pass to all the national parks, which is or national monuments, matter of fact. So we just used it recently when we went down to Arches or Bridges. down
in Utah.
Yeah, down in Utah. And it's kind of nice when you go in there and everybody else is paying money and you show them your card. It's like it's like the gold. It's the gold card. It's like, well, hey, check that out. You know, so that's pretty cool. So that stuff's available for a lot of the veterans. So going to the website. For anybody, go there and check it out. There's a lot of very, very interesting things in there.
And again, this is just the Colorado Department of Veterans Affairs
website.
Colorado
Department of Veterans Affairs, yes.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, that pretty much wraps it up, except for we do have an event, the Project Outreach event coming up here in May. What's happening around that?
Okay, so Darla, you know, she's not here today. She had a doctor's appointment this morning at the clinic, you know. and so one of the things that... The ladies have been talking out and put together, and it's sponsored by Project Outreach. They're doing a luncheon, Women's Veterans, Tuesday, May 16th from 12 to 1:30. It doesn't matter what era a woman veteran you are, or you don't have to be a combat vet or nothing, veteran, woman veteran. It will be at the Destination Grill, and you could please RSVP to Darla Sanders at 970-560-2793.
All right, Bert, thanks again.
Hey, it went fast, didn't it?
It always does.
All right, great, yeah.
That's Bert Valencia. He's with VFW Post 5231 and DAV Chapter 44 right here in Montezuma County. You've been listening to KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. I'm Tom Yoder.